I believe that we haven't looked at the Gemara in Kiddushin yet. So I'd like to just read the Gemara in Kiddushin, and then make sure Akiva has something. He meant it's not on this sheet, it's on the previous sheet. So just look on with someone for it. And then let's just kind of review the four Gemaras quickly outside, and then start to put the pieces together. So who's going to read? Jonathan, please. Amar Shmuel. Yes. Now it's kind of funny that Lee made it into the last one, right? Because obviously that's not there, certainly not at this point. So that's good kiddushin. Don't do this under the chuppah, by the way. In the chuppah, you read off nisim, you read off the card under the chuppah. Okay. So anyway, good. So now next. Yes, interesting expression. It's very romantic, but not kiddushin. Next. Okay, so the same thing. In this case, right, he doesn't say mimeni. And the Gemara says it's good. Shmuel says it's good. Next.
Next.
Okay, so same thing. In other words, and as the Gemara obviously says in the Maskana, Kiddushin means he is Kone Har, not he is, if you want to say, Nikneis Tahar. Gerushin means he is Mishaleach Har, not that she is Mishalachas Atzma. So that would be why the first half is good, the second half is not good. But now the Gemara says. Okay, so here the Gemara makes an assumption in Kiddushin, which is one of the two Girsos in Gemara Nazir. And the assumption is that according to Shmuel, the reason why you have to have a Nazir over Lefanim, as strange as it sounds to you, when you say Ehei, you walk in the street and I just say Ehei, you think, well, of course, I'm going to be a Nazir, because everybody would know that. But apparently so. Apparently there was at least a Havamina that you don't have to have a Nazir over Lefanim. So the Gemara says no. Shmuel says you have to have a Nazir over Lefanim, and that makes it Yadayim Mochichos. So you see that Shmuel holds that Yadayim Shein Mochichos are no good. It has to be, you know, we spoke about three categories, Yadayim Shein Mochichos Klal, there's Yadayim Shein Mochichos, and then Yadayim Mochichos, which are sometimes not even Yadayim, they're just straight out. So number three, everybody agrees, Yadayim Shein Mochichos Klal, everybody agrees, is not valid in whatever arena of halacha you're talking about. Everybody agrees, Yadayim Mochichos, at least in probably every area. I shouldn't say that. It's not true every area that you're dying work. When you say Areyat Mekudeshes Li, that's not your dying mochichos. What is that? It's Kiddushin. The language is being borrowed from the specific topics of Nedarim. In other words, in Nedarim and Nezirus, so there we talk about the difference between saying Hareini Nazir versus I will be like so-and-so. So saying Hareini Kozeh is not a vow of Nazirus. It's a yad of Nazirus. Or, you know, the Mishnah has Hareini Misalso, and my hair's not long enough to do that, but, you know, but if, you know, I have nice, you know, well, I guess it could be any hair. Baruch Hashem, you all have hair. So if I say Hareini Misalso, that's a yad for Nazirus. So when we talk about by Kiddushin, Yadayim Shem Mechichas, it's not really Yadayim. It's actually Kiddushin or Gerushin. The question is it Muchach from the language and the action that I used, then that is acceptable. And note, by the way, that within Kiddushin and probably Gerushin, but I don't think this comes up in Gerushin, can you be Mekadesh Isha without saying anything to her? Ephraim? Yeah. If we've been discussing Shidduchim, you know, and I tell her I love her, and we agree we're going to have six children, and we're going to live in the five towns or Ravat Beit Shemesh. We work out the arrangements, and then I whip out the ring and I give it to her, and I don't say anything. So it's kiddushin, because if it's asuk and ba'oso inyan, then you don't need to say anything. It's understood. So it's not that required. The point of yadayim, that's not a yad for kiddushin. That's just kiddushin. that you normally need to say Harei Mekudeshesli, because if you don't say Harei Mekudeshesli, what could it be? You should know. You should be aware of. You should be aware of this from a very important Gemara in the second parak. I think second parak Kiddushin. If a man is Mekadesh his sister, what's the din? Well, she's not. They're not Mekudeshes. If we've spoken about it, what do you do with the kesef? You gave her the kesef. What does she do with the kesef? So it's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. One says it's a matana, and one says it's a pikado. Don't ask what the psychology of the Gemara presents, but that's what it is. So bottom line is the kiddushin is the kesef. The dibur just makes it clear that you're not giving it her as a gift, as a stam matana. You're not giving it her as a pikado, and you're giving it her for kiddushin. So anyway, but the Gemara uses the term yodaim. It uses the term here. So you see from the Nazir case that Shmuel holds, yodaim sheinam mochichos is no good. It has to be yad hamochiach. Yes, Yoni. Yeah. Well, let's not go there. Okay, I know you're not. You guys are not supposed to send a single woman mishloach manot because someone might take it as kiddushin. Okay, fine. So don't. Okay. It's not medina. We have lots and lots, as you know by now, we have lots of chumers in getting in kiddushin because the stakes are so high. So that's why they tell you not to do it because someone might take it, maybe take it as a kiddushin. It's not actually kiddushin. I understand that. Okay, so the Gemara continues and says, "Hacha b'maya askinan li." Okay, so again it says, "Harei mekudeshes li." So and mureses li, and harei at li leintu. So yeah, she's mekudeshes. So the Gemara says, yes, in commoner's language, in one word we would say duh. Yeah, I mean this is not even like it's obvious or it should be good. That is kiddushin. Harei at mekudeshesli. That is minog Yisrael for thousands of years. So by kamashmalan, what's the point? So the Gemara says. Okay, so he can't have himself. I don't know if the word is yikach asatzmo. It really should be. It should be a hifil. That he can't make himself be nicknamed to her, and he can't send himself away. He has to send her away, he has to be konah. So the maskan of the Gemara here seems pretty clear, except for Tetosos, and that is what? What's pretty clear the maskan of the Gemara of Shmuel Shita? Not a trick question. Right? Tosos is going to say that's not the maskan of the Gemara. But the simple reading is the Gemara said, Lema kasava Shmuel yadayim shenu mechichas lo havi yadayim. But Nazir Shmuel says otherwise. The answer is Li. So both here in Kiddushin and in Nazir, it's Yadayim Mochichos. Shmuel requires Yadayim Mochichos. Okay, very nice. So No. Hani listen to Bashrai, it means there's no Chiddush in the first three cases. The Chiddush is Hareini Ishech, Hareini Bailach, Hareini Arusech, and Kabes Bechosh. In other words, the Shmuel just gives you the three cases that are straightforward as preparation for the three inverted cases. Now, just as a side question here, when you megarish the woman, do you have to say mimeni? Does it have to say minai? Ephraim? If it were clear, I would be asking the question. Unclear, right? It's unclear because the Rif and the Rambam leave out the word li. They have the word li by kiddushin. They don't have it by gid. And how you understand their shita is one thing. There's a more general question that the Rishonim raise. I'm trying to remember who raises this. The Ran raises in Adara much more clearly. Not I don't know that the Ran raises it so clearly in our sugya. But the Ran in Adara raises the possibility that Gerushin doesn't need any of these things because it's mochiach by definition. In the same way that in the Gemara in the Darim, the Gemara said for Rava that you don't have to say b'dein yevi lichi minai, etc., because ein adam megarish shesheshes chavero. So that means that the whole inyan of gerushin is obvious. That's it. It's mochichos by definition. So when the Gemara was asking the question here, it was only asking on kiddushin because gerushin wasn't the question. Shmuel's formulation went above. Clearly, in the gerushin case, Shmuel was coming to tell you the difference between harayat mutaris l'chadam, harayat mishulachas versus the inverse of any ishech ini bailech ini arusech. So that's a question because the Gemara never goes and explicitly states what the li is going on. So one might have said it's both kiddushin and gerushin.
But that, and obviously it's not the li, I mean, technically the Gemara says li. You can't use li by gerushin. Hareat megureshes li doesn't make any sense. Mimeni is obviously the understood preposition, but that's a question, how to read that. Okay, so what do we have now? We have our Gemara in Kiddushin that we just read that says, that has Shmuel, that seems to push Shmuel into the box of Yadayim Shedem Ochichas Lohavin Yadayim. Based upon the Gemara in Nazir, the Mishnah in Nazir that says Ehei is considered a Yad LeNazir, and Shmuel says yes, but only if a Nazir is over Lefanav. And therefore the Gemara modifies Shmuel's statement to say Hareat Mekudeshes Li, not without the Li. The Gemara in Nazir is not quite as clear, right? The Gemara in Nazir quotes Shmuel's Okimt in the Mishnah, and then says Leima Kasava Shmuel Yadayim Shenem Uchichos Lahavin Yadayim. And the Girsa that you have on the page in front of you says, not so. It says that if there's no Nazir over Lefanav, the way we have the Girsa, it's not even Yadayim She'ena Mochichos. It's Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Klal. And that's why Shmuel feels the need to introduce Nazir over Lefanav. So then at least it raises it up to the level of Yadayim She'ena Mochichos. Jonathan, I think I was just inspired to answer your question. I told the Daf Yomi people this morning because they asked me to do it. It's the first Daf, and the rabbis were away, so they pulled in the third stringer. And so I mentioned, not by name, they wouldn't have known you, but I said one of my students asked this question. The Maskana, I just realized what the Maskana of the Gemara is. It works with this reading. The Gemara asks, you see, the fact that Shmuel says Yadayim, that you need Nasir over Lefanav shows that Yadayim Shem Mechichus Lahan Yadayim. The Gemara's answer is no. Without a Nazir over Lefanav, it's Yadayim Shem Mechichus Klal. What Ehei does is it raises you up to the level of, it makes it a Yad She'eno Mochiach. But it's a Yad. Right? It's not Eino Mochiach Klal, it's Mochiach B'Mikzas. And Shmuel is holding, according to the Skirsa, that Yadayim She'eno Mechichus Havin Yadayim. Right? That's this Skirsa in the Gemara, as Tosus and Kiddushin points out. Now the Gemara just asked the question, but still, how do you know that it's really that he wants to be a Nazir? Maybe he wants just to bring the Karbonus for a Nazir. To which, in other words, Lemaisa, it might be more likely as a Nazir, but you know, it could mean something else. The Gemara's not asking a Dayan question anymore. The Gemara's asking a Matthias question. Lemaisa, how do you know that he means this as opposed to that? And the Gemara says, because he tells you that. In other words, he says, that was Beliba. So, because if he had said to us, even if Nazir is more likely, and that's what makes it Mochiach B'miktas. Nonetheless, if he said to us, but I meant to say I'm bringing the Karbanos, we would tell him, yeah, then you bring the Karbanos. You don't become a Nazir. So that's what the Gemara's question is. How do we know that he's chayav to bring... there is another possibility there. It still exists. The answer is he tells us. He tells us that's what he was thinking. So he said, Ehei, there was a Nazir over Lefanav. It's Yadayim Mochichos B'miktas, but Eina Mochichas Lagamre. And that's why it's valid in this Lashon for Shmuel. And then the Gemara says, yeah, but how do you know? It still could be. It could be something else. The answer is, yeah, but he says, this is what I intended. So since he intended that, and since the language does lean in that direction, that's why it's Yadayim Hamochichos B'miktas. Yes?
That seems to be the only way you can read that Gemara. You can't read it as when there's a Nazir walking by, that it's Yadayim Mochichos. Because then this question of Gemara would make no sense.
Yes, agreed. I said, it just hit me in reading it with this Lashon, that would be the answer to your question. But it would force you down what Tosis' preferred route, which... You know, nobody else seems to go down that route. Right? The other Girsa in the Gemara Nazir says, no, they asked the question on Shmuel, Lemas Kasava Shmuel Yadayim, Shem Mochichos, Lohav Yadayim, and the Gemara's answer was, yeah, correct. Shmuel holds it's not. And that's why you need a Nazir over Lefanav, because it has to be Mochach. The problem then, there's no way to answer the question that Jonathan asked, is how could the Gemara then turn around and say, oh, okay, so I understand it's not a Hebetanis, but maybe he means to say he'll bring the Karbanis of Nazir. The Gemara says, no, he tells you that's what he's thinking. But if he has to tell you that's what he's thinking, that's no longer Yadayim Mochichos, and he shouldn't be a Nazir. I don't know, I think I've answered it for the first Lashon, I cannot answer it for this Lashon. Okay, but those are the two Gemaras that really are primarily focused on Shmuel's position. And depending on how you read the Girsa you have in the Gemara Nazir, it either does or doesn't contradict the Gemara Kiddushin. If you have that first Girsa, where the Gemara doesn't say in response to Lema in, then you have a stira, because the Gemara Kiddushin sounds as if Shmuel holds Yadayim Shreina Mechichas, and not Yadayim. That's why you have to say Li. But in Nazir, it's enough
that you say ahei, even though there are other there's another possibility. Ahei is ahei. I'm sorry, it's enough with the nazir over the funav to make it into a yad hamochich for mixing something. It's no longer yadayim shena mochichos klal. It's just yadayim shena mochichos, and Shmuel would say that that's good. If you say the other girsa, which is not what we have printed in our Gemara, but in, yes, you're correct about Shmuel, then these two Gemaras work together nicely. Incidentally, just because we were talking about this the other day in Shir, Tosis in Nazir points out that if you look at the Gemara in Nazir in front of you, Lema Kosev Shmuel, the having the answer in would be very, very strange. Because normally the answer to Lema is no. That's the definition. Lema Kitanoi, no. So Lema Kosev Shmuel, in is not the answer you normally get. Normally the answer is Lema. It would be, explain why it's not so. Right? If that's where the Gemara wants to go here, it should have said, Kasav Shmuel, Alma Kasav Shmuel, Yadayim Shem Mechim Kasav Yadayim, period. That's what it, and then it could have been Doche. And then that's what it should have left it as. Okay. Anyway, so these are the two Gemaras that deal with Shmuel. Now, the Gemara Nedarim that we spoke of, if I have a question? I'm sorry? No, correct. But the point is the maskana of Kiddushin, read simply, is that Shmuel holds lo havin yadayim. And if you have the girsa that we have in Nazir, it's not, you know, the second girsa, then it's Shmuel holds havin yadayim, and how do you put these two together? Right? If it's the first girsa, how do you put these two together? Tosis is going to Kiddushin, is going to try to do it. Most Rishonim, I think, just assume, in Nazir, the Gemara says, Shmuel holds in Echanami. That Yadayim Shena Mochichos, Lo Havin Yadayim. Then everything fits together very nicely. Shmuel and Nazir and Kiddushim, which really explicitly focus on it. Shmuel and Nedarim, the Gemara doesn't make an issue of discussion. It just tells us that Shmuel holds Yadayim Shena Mochichos, Lo Havin Yadayim, which is why he reads the Mishnah that way. Right? What drives Tosis in Kiddushim to scratch his head this way and say that, to do what he does with the Sugya, which we'll talk about when we read Tosis, is that he reads the Gemara and the Dharam is saying that Shmuel says the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yadayim, Shem, Chichlam, Daim. But Shmuel doesn't hold that way. And that's what boxed, the issue that boxed Tosis and Kiddushin to a corner was his reading the Gemara and the Dharam that way. Most Rishonim, Tosis, I think, and the Dharam, the Ran and the Dharam, do not read it that way. They understand that Shmuel makes the Mishnah in the Dharam, even though the Gemara has to explain why. Shmuel makes the Mishnah in the Dharam Rabbi Huda Shita, that Yadayim Shein Mechichos L'Havi Yadayim, the way he ends up reading the Mishnah, and Shmuel holds that way. The way I think the Ran puts it, Shmuel was bothered by the text of the Mishnah, and hence was forced to read it like Rabbi Huda, and therefore Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Huda. So Tosis and Kiddushin creates the problem for himself by saying that, no, obviously Shmuel in the Dharam doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he's just reading the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and now Tosis has a conflict between Shmuel's position there, where Shmuel does not hold Yadayim Mochichos, lo hav Yadayim, he'll say Ar Yadayim, and Shmuel in Kiddushin. And Tosis is going to have to work his magic on Maskan of our Sugya to figure out why that's not a contradiction. Okay, that to me is interesting. And it is we're going to start Tosis and Kiddushin in a moment. I just want to review the other pieces. This is the less complicated part. The much more complicated part is putting the last two pieces together, which is, number one, the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, the Shmuel part wasn't interesting. The interesting part was after they finished pointing out Shmuel in the Mishnah, and so the Gemara says, Abayin Rava Hava Machlokas about Yadayim Shene Mochichos. There are, by the way, all sorts of girsa issues. If you take a look at the one other place in Shas, it's quoted. There's no discussion. Just Abai and Rava are referred to as Nazir Samech Bezan and Aleph. So if you take a look at Tosus there, there are whole issues of the girsas. But we're going to, I think it's generally Muskam. Abai says, they're Yadayim. Rava says, Lohatin Yadayim. So now the Gemara, so that's one part of the Gemara there. Before we finish the Gemara they're reviewing, the Gemara in Kiddush, in Gittin, our Sugya here on Pehem and Beis, has the machlokas in the Mishnah whether it's enough to say Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam, or you have to say Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam, V'dein D'yevi Lichi Minai, etc. The Gemara says it's a machlokas about whether Yadayim Shina Mechichas have Yadayim or not. The Chachamim say Havin Yadayim. You don't have to spell out V'dein. Like, duh. What is this piece of paper he's giving her and says Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam? He is divorcing her. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not clear because maybe he's divorcing her about Peh, but the Shtar is only a Raya. So the Gemara here in Gittin says the machlokas of the Chachamim is Yadayim Shein Mochichos Han Yadayim, Alo Havin Yadayim. Fine. Now, after quoting Abaye and Rava in Nedarim, explicitly presenting that machlok, that is their machlokas, the Gemara then says, is this a Tanoi? In other words, does Rava hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Abaye like the Rabbana? And the Gemara initially says no. Each one could work their magic to explain why both shittos agree with them. In the Maskana, Abaye is forced to be moda that it's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. He has no choice. He survives only by saying, I agree, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with me, but I hold like the Rabbanan. But Rava does survive, and Rava says the following. Rava says, the Chachamim really, and I'm not reading the language of the Gemara, I'm reading the intent of the Gemara. Rava says that the Chachamim really hold Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Lohavin Yadayim. Except that in the case of the Mishnah in Gittin, the Chachamim believe those are Yadayim Mochichos. The Rabbanan believe that since Ein Adam Megarish Eshes Chaveiro, therefore, obviously, he's giving her the get. He is giving her the get from him. That's what the Gemara in Nedarim says. The Gemara in our Gemara in Gittin seems to ignore that maskana. Right? When the Gemara here, it doesn't talk about Rav and Abaye's machlokas, but when the Gemara just says the machlokas in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is Rabbi Yadayim Ochichos, that's the havamin of the Gemara in Nedarim, the Lema Ketanoi. It's not the maskana according to Rava. And the question is, what is the relationship between these two sugyos? Is there a machlokas between the two sugyos, or is there a way to stitch them together? And that, by the way, has, as some of you I think realize by now, enormous ramifications for how we paskin in this issue. How we paskin specifically, not about Yadayim Mochichos. We know how we paskin about Yadayim She'enu Mochichos. How do we paskin about Yadayim She'enu Mochichos? Lahav Yadayim, like Rava, that's clear. Abayin Rava, Hilchasaka Rava, except for Yal Kagam. But the question is whether or not the case of Gittin is really fully about, truly about Yadayim Mochichos. That's the question that's in the air that the Rishonim go in many different directions on. Okay, so that's as a sort of a summary before we jump into Tosfos Kedushin. Those are the two issues. How to see what Shmuel's position was. It doesn't mean we paskin like Shmuel. If Shmuel held Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, if he held, like Tosfos says in Kedushin, Hav Yin Yadayim, and Rava said Lo Hav Yin Yadayim, who are we going to paskin like? That's easy. Should be easy. If Shmuel were to hold, as Tosfos asserts, that Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Hav Yin Yadayim, and Rava clearly says Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Lo Hav Yin Yadayim, Shmuel's a first generation Amora, Rava's a fourth generation Amora. Who are we paskening like? Rava, of course. Hilchos Kavas Roy. There you go. We're going to paskin Hilchos Kavas Roy. That issue is not really up in the air. Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, it's pretty clear. Shmuel, most Rishonim says, holds like Rava. Rava holds like Shmuel. But at the end of the day, that's not the challenge. The challenge is going to be what we do in the case of Gittin. How do we analyze the case of Gittin? One other data point, which I did not put on the Maamar Komos or mention to you, but the Rishonim do, that's not in our sugya, is a Gemara earlier in the Masechta. I think it's Daf Chaf Hei, where the Gemara there talks about, the Mishnah talks about writing Tofsei Shtaros, Tofsei Gittin. But you're a scribe, and someone comes into your store and says, I need a loan document. Can you write me one? Well, guess what? That's great, but the guy only comes into your store occasionally, or you get 30 people coming at one time, but, you know, it takes time. It's not like you go to your computer and print on your HP printer, the shtaros. You're the sofer, you got to write it out. So the Chachamim allowed soferim to write tofsei shtaros. They would write, tofsei is probably a Greek word. It means typos. It's the form. You can write that out, but you have to leave certain things blank. So if you have a loan document, for example, you have to leave out the date, and you have to leave out the name of the malva, and you have to leave out the name of the lova, and you have to leave out the amount of the loan. Right? But then you can write the rest of the shtar, and then once he comes in, wants the bar, you fill in the parts, the irrelevant parts, you have Edom witness a Kenyan, sign it, done. So by get, you need the shame, you need to leave out this zman, you need zman in the get, so leave out the makam zman, and you have to leave out the shame, isha and isha, presumably their cities. And you also have to leave out the makom of Hareat Muteres L'Chodam, because that's the ikar of the get, and that has to be written L'Shma. So the question is, why it said you have to leave the space of Hareat Muteres L'Chodam, which mimics the Chachamim's position on our Mishnah, in Daf Tehei, but it didn't say, what about the space for Vedain, because that requires more space. So at first glance, the superficial reading is, oh, that Gemara holds that you don't need Vedain. So that's one other piece that the Rishonim are going to discuss here, how to understand that Gemara, how to understand the Pesach Halach in light of that Gemara. But those are the pieces of the puzzle. So let's deal. Any questions so far before we move on? Or before we dive in, I should say. Okay. So let's first take a look at Tosfos in Kiddushin. Ephraim, please read slowly.
Don't come and ask. You have the Omar Lee.
That seems pretty obvious. When the Gemara says at the end of the sugya, you need li, that's what it means. Okay, v'teima. That's end of quotation. The ka'amrin, go ahead. So Shmuel says it's not five different things, but rather you need to, when you say mudrani mimcha, you have to then say shani ochel lach or shani toim lach. If you just said mudrani mimcha, as the Gemara explains, it means I don't want to talk to you. The Ram, by the way, has a discussion in the Darim. Are you bound by neder not to talk to him? He prefers to say that no, since it's ambiguous. It could mean you don't want to talk to him. It could mean you don't want to get anah from him, or he shouldn't get anah from you. Since in both directions, he says it's yadayim shein mochichos, and therefore it's not binding at all as a neder. Okay, but either way, the bottom line, to make it you asur b'anah, you have to take one of column A and one of column B. And the Gemara says, so that's why Shmuel says you need to take one of those three, not alone, but with Shani Toim Lach or Shani Ochalach. And now the Gemara says, end of quote, or end of citation. So the Gemara says, then that's a quote, Shmuel is making the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, if you only said mudrani mimcha, mufrashni mimcha, mufurkani mimcha, and you didn't add something after that, it would be yadayim she'enu mochichos. That's why Shmuel reads the Mishnah that way, because he assumes the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara in the Nedarim, as we've beaten to death, explains why that is. And there's what's the diuk there. But Tosis now observes based upon the language. Uparich. I'm sorry, I skipped. Umidika Amar. Right. So Tosus, which is not, by the way, it's not an unreasonable inference in the language. The push, you know, Tosus says, Shmuel mokim ala masnis and Rabbi Yehuda does sound like Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but he says the Mishnah is. The pushback, what would be the answer to Tosus's inference, is diuk, to say why it's not correct, or why it's not compelling at all. Come back to me in 2 months and I can tell you, no, actually I'm going to be embarrassed and say, no, actually I don't know. I should have known already, but I paid attention. Lashon Nedarim is Mishuna. I'm trying to remember if it was, it's on today's daf, and I remember if it was in the Gemara that we did. Was there an Amar Rava of Amri La Kibi? No, I cut it out, but there's an expression in the Gemara. Did I talk to you about this for Amri Lakidi? It's going to come up on our daf. I was talking to two people in the last 2 days about this, and the person I spoke to was on Daf Yomi Chabura. He must have investigated this already. Often in a number of places in Shas, probably 10 to 15 places, it says, Amar so-and-so for Amri Lakidi. Now, what that really means is, so-and-so said, they say in the name of so-and-so, and some say it's Kedi, Bechina, I mean, we don't know who said it. In many of those places, when you look in the Masar Hashas, they will refer you to the Marshal, who says that Rashi B'chol Makom explains Kedi is Shem Chacham. As if there's a name of somebody whose name is Kedi. Now, number one, I discovered this looking in the Acharon subsequently. Number one, it's not true. There's only one place in Rashi, it's Shas, and I used the Bar Ilan to check this, where Rashi has the words Kedi Shem Chacham. It's on the Pehamid base at the bottom. And what Rashi means when he says Kedi Shem Chacham there is that if you do look for Rashi, do a Bar Ilan on Rashi Shem Chacham, and you'll get somewhere between 10 and 30 places where you get all these oddball, rare names, and Rashi will tell you it's the Shem Chacham. Right? It means it's an Amor whose name you don't recognize because we know of him, so Rashi Pehamid Shem Chacham. When Rashi, you look at the Rashi at the bottom tailored base, he doesn't mean Kedi is the Shem Chacham. Rashi is saying, he says two things. He says either this, or Kedi Shem Chacham, without the name of a Chacham. That's what Rashi means when it's Kedi. So normally, the normal expression in Shas, in the dozen or so places it occurs, is Amar Rava, V'itema, or V'amri Lachedi. But if you look in Nazir, the formulation is Amarava v'itei machedi. It's not a substantive difference, it's just a linguistic difference. And as Libishon note, that Lashon Nadarim is Mishuna, Lashon Nazir is Mishuna, it was edited in a different yeshiva, and blah, blah, that's typically the assumption certain modern scholars have made. So therefore, the deal that Tosis is making, that Shmuel Mokum Lakam Asnit Masin Karbi Yehuda, it's a correct inference. Tosis reading is the way I think we would normally read, but you have to go through Maseches Nedarim and Maseches Nazir and see if that actually, if you have enough data and see if it holds. It might be that the way they used it in that base medrash was a little bit different. So clearly none of the other Mishonim don't read it this way. They sort of look past that particular point. Tosis' reading is it's a reasonable inference, but it may be that Nedarim is different. You know how the Gemara, you know what the word for teiku in Nedarim is? Tibai. Which just proves to you what teiku means. Right? Teiku doesn't mean Elio will answer, it means the question stands. Tibai means it's a question. Okay, so Tosis, however, makes the inference that must be that Shmuel does not hold of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the aim elasfir lay the havni adayim, the aim the faresh. Yeah. If Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, of course he's going to want to read every Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So if you have a person who has a hammer in his hand, everything looks like a nail. So Shmuel wants to have every Stam Mishnah be like Rabbi Yehuda. That would make perfect sense. Now, the other Rishonim say in response to the Ran says, no. The point is, Shmuel knows that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda because of this Mishnah. The Gemara's question is, what compelled him to read this Mishnah as being Rabbi Yehuda? What bothered him in the text of the Mishnah that he chose to read it this way? And from there, Shmuel walked away and said, look, we have a Stam Mishnah that's like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yadayim Shenem Ochichos Lo Havin Yadayim, so that's the way I should hold. This is what Tosfos says in Kiddushin. He says, no, clearly Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Right. Shmuel holds that not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Stam Mishnah as he understands it in the first Mishnah in the Dharm. So the problem is, Tosa started with our sugya that demands Li and Mikudeshes. Sounds as if Shmuel holds Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, Lo Havi Yadayim. In other words, the Gemara said, Inachanami, you're correct. And yet, the Gemara Nedarim implies Shmuel does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now, Tosis continues. Okay, those three words are vexing words. If anybody can explain to me those words, I'll carry your kelim after you to the Beis HaMerachatz. I know what the words mean. Tosfos says, and Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan and Gittin. I have one simple question. How does he know that?
Those are other answers to the question.
Yeah, what's the answer?
They have themselves, they put you to Chavav.
To Chavav.
When he says it, by Tosfos Gittin.
One second. What does he say in Chavav? What does he say in Chavav? There's... Tosfos say that anything there, or that's just he's saying that's what this Tosfos means?
The editor is saying that the Tosfos means here.
You know what I have? I have one word to say to that. You know what word I'm going to utter? You should know well enough by now what word. Meh. Come on.
Why not?
Because there are multiple ways of reading that Gemara. The simplest way of reading that Gemara is, as some of the Rishonim say, Hare Mutar Shlacho Adam, etc., or I don't want to get into it.
Right? That's the Pashas of that Gemara?
Yeah, that's the Pashas of that Gemara. I'm not getting into the issue. Yeah, I think so. Is Shmuel the one who says it there? I'm impressed. That's good. It's good, but okay. It's a big, big stretch.
The editor of Bill's letter once points back from all there, the problems with the periods and the rift.
What's that?
Okay.
Yeah, he gets some points back for that. But at the end of the day, it's a big thing to hang your hat on. Right? In other words, you have an ambiguous data point there. You have a clear data point here in Kiddushin. Nedarim, we can argue, is a toss-up. So, but because of that, Tosis is convinced, because of that, which is not so compelling, his reading of Nedarim, which is a little bit better, that he's got a problem with this Gemara in Kiddushin. So he's got to do something with it. So what does Tosis say? V'yesh lomar... li ka'amar. Ah, so Tosa says, no. Hare mikudeshes li means without li, it's not yadayim she'ena mochichos. It's yadayim she'ena mochichos klal, or it's not yadayim at all. Because it's totally unclear. Hare mikudeshes, to whom? Because you can be mikudesh a person. In fact, I don't know what the formulation is, although, if what is a shaliach? I think the shaliach says hare mikudeshes laploni. I don't think, even though the shliach kiddushin is b'makom habal, I don't think he says harei mekudesh shliach. I think he has to say harei mekudesh shlaponi, but I'm not sure. So harei mekudesh, so that is suffix after it. It's truly ambiguous. We don't know who the suitor is. We have no way of knowing that. So that's how Tosis. Now that's how Tosis wants this explained. Now the Gemara keeps. So the Gemara in the Darim Shmuel is not holding Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel doesn't like hold Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah later. And here Shmuel is saying. Shmuel says you have to say li because otherwise it's not yadayim at all. There's only one problem with this approach in Tosfos. What's the problem? And this may be an answer to it, but it's difficult. And you were bugging me about this in Seder, but I think it really stands out. What is the flow of the Gemara here, according to Tosfos? Yeah. We thought that, in other words, the Gemara's question is, how can Shmuel do without Li, because then it would be Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos, Havyan Yadayim. Now, what kind of Yadayim Mochichos were we talking about there? Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos Klal, or Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos B'miksas? What? But you have to distinguish, because nobody holds Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos Klal is good. The pashtus is, as even Tosus himself certainly reads it in the question, when the Gemara says lema kasavra yadayim she'ena mochichos havin yadayim, it means yadayim she'ena mochichos b'miktas havin yadayim. In other words, it's mochichos b'miktas, but they're not completely mochich. The standard yadayim she'ena mochichos. If the Gemara's answer is no, you said li, the ikar chaser min hasefer. In other words, what the Gemara is said in the Maskana is, oh no, you didn't understand. If you don't have li in there, it's not yadayim shenem mochichos. It's yadayim shenem mochichos klal, and that's why you need li. Now it might be that li elevates it from 0 to 2. You skip over the middle stage. In other words, the Maskana Gemara according to Tosfos, hareat mekudeshes is ena mochichos klal. That's 0. A yadayim sheena mochichos lagamre. What the Gemara always uses the term, that's a level 1. And Yadayim Mochichos is level 2. So Tosus is reading the Gemara at the end of the day is saying, oh no, Harei Mekudeshes is a 0. Harei Mekudeshes Li is acceptable. It happens to be it's a 2. It happens to be it's a 2 probably. I don't think there's any way to say it's not a full-fledged Kiddushin. But think about how that flows with the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara is that Harei Mekudeshes is a 1 and Shmuel accepts it. And now the Gemara says, oh, no. Harei Mekudeshes is a 0, and Shmuel can't possibly accept it, so he puts in Li. Right? That jump is missing from the Gemara. The Ikars Chosim and Asefer, according to Tosis, the Gemara woke up and said, oh, wait, no, Harei Mekudeshes is not Yadayim Shem Mechichos. It's not Yadayim at all. Right? The Gemara instead just says, oh, it's a case of Li. So it's a very, very... Tosis's reading of the Darim is what forces him to bend over backwards to this Gemara. I have to say, it is such a okimta in this Gemara, I kind of wonder why does Tosis bend over... The Gemara in the Darim is not by any means so clear, and neither is the Gemara in Gittin Chaf Peh. I mean, it's a big stretch to say that's as clear as this Gemara is. And I don't know the answer to the question, but one might ask the question, what compels Tosos to go down this road? Why? It would have been much simpler to say, Shmuel holds Lahavi Yadayim, and this Gemara is straightforward, and when he's moking the Mishnah and the Darim like Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds that way, and in Daf Chafei, he just doesn't spell out everything. You don't have to give us the laundry list, he doesn't want to get into it. So the answer could be, but it's not a good answer, is what Tosos says in the continuation. Go ahead.
How about
Okay.
Does that prove it?
That Tosis is thinking that way? Maybe. Maybe. Okay. So that's what Tosis is thinking, yes. Okay, so that might be that's what he means by that line. Fair enough. Ephraim is saying there he's quoting the Kosei Tosei Gittin, so maybe that really is what Tosis is thinking. Notice what he says, that Ein Adam Mega, and he says in the case of Kosei Tosei Gittin, it's considered Mochichos Tvei, then Hareat Mekudeshes, because Ein Adam Megaresh Yishas Chaver. Adam is Mekadesh someone for his friend, but he's not Megaresh. I mean, you can be a Shaliach Leget, but you're not Megaresh, right? Right? You wouldn't say, technically speaking, when you appoint a Shaliach Legerishin, a Shaliach Laholacha, when the Shaliach gives the wife a get, who's being Megaresh, the woman? The husband or the Shaliach? Shimmy? No. The Shaliach. How can the husband be Megaresh, the woman? He's not there. He didn't give her the get. Shlucho shal adam kemoso means your shaliach becomes you. I've said this a number of times already. Shlucho shal kemoso doesn't mean he's a mailman. Right? If you send the get through the mail to your wife, it's not that nice that she received it. She's not megureshes because that's not called a nesina. You might call it a holacha, but the husband did not give his wife a get. It's only a nesina saget if the mailman becomes your official shaliach legerishin. Shlucho shal adam kemoso. For the same reason that when an isha's memana shliach lekabala, when is the get chal? When the get is given to her shaliach, because shlucho shal adam kemoso or kemosa, the shliach lekabala is the woman. So, a person, Ein Adam Megaresh Eishes Chavero, I was going to explain the difference though. What's the difference between, I mean, there's the Gemara, we didn't explain, what does it mean? Ein Adam Megaresh Eishes Chavero, right? But that's not true. So what's the difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin? Brian? No. He has to be. He is the one who's doing the Gerushin. Think about that famous case we spoke about at the beginning of the year, the Noda Yehuda. Right? When someone sent his friend to do the dirty work of giving his wife a get bal karcha, and another Yehuda said no good, because ein shlecha d'raver. What does that mean? It means that the husband never gave his wife a get, because the shaliach was just a mailman, because he can't be a shalech l'draver. Right? I think that means that when the shaliach gives the get, it's the husband giving the get, but in order for it to work, it has to be shlucho shalom kamoso. And when ein shlecha d'raver, he's just not a shaliach anymore. He's just a mailman. The difference, however, I think is, and I don't know why, this is not even a chiddush. What does it say in the get? Unless this is proof that they wrote the get differently in the time of the Gemara. What does it say in the get? We've read a couple of versions of Nusach HaGet. Shimi? What? Ano! Ploni, right? The Rishonim even say that some of the Gittin have Heich Sheploni, and it's not correct. A get is Lashon Habal. A ksuba is Lashon Ha'eden. Right? When you write a ksuba, most ksubas don't do this because we just take it for granted. But there are two words that you should have in the text of ksuba. Rav Shechter has it in there. You know, you say, Be'yom Echad Be'echad B'Shabbos Yom such and such and such and such, you know, in such and such a place, Anan Sadi, we testify, Eich Sha'amar Ploni Ben Ploni, you know, Abachar Ploni Ploni, Amar Lahadab Besulta, and so on and so forth. Anan Sadeh, the Edom sign at the bottom, it's Lashon Edom. The get is Lashon Habal. Lashon Habal is Ana so-and-so, who's also called so-and-so, from such and such a place, am saying to my wife such and such, who's also called these things, etc., etc. And then the get concludes with Haret Muteres Lachal Adam Kedas Moshe Yisrael, and the Edom sign below. The Edom sign below. In fact, you know that the only reason why the Edom have to sign?
There's a situation where the Edom really technically don't have to sign. If the husband wrote it in his own ksav. If the husband wrote it in his own ksav, that's Hodas Valdin Kameh Edom Dami. But it's written, Balashon Habal.
So the truth is, Ein Adam Megaresh Eshes Chavero, because I can be Megaresh, my friend's wife. I can. Meaning I can be a Shaliach, but the get still has to say his name. So that's maybe what it means, Ein Adam Megaresh Eshes Chavero. In other words, it's Muchach, at least Ktas. It's Yodayim Mochichos Ktas. It's Mochiach Tvei. By Kiddushin, it's not Mochiach at all. Because the way you Mekadesh a woman, you could probably say, that's why I didn't check this, Haret Mekudesh as Li, I'm so-and-so Shaliach, and I say to you, Haret Mekudesh as Li, that could be just as well for the other guy. So the Kiddushin is really not Muchach at all, Tosa says. The Gerushin is Muchach Tvei, just as by Nidorim, it's Muchach Tvei, when you have a hay with a Nasir over Lufanav. So that's what Tosa says. That's how you explain those cases. Okay. In. That's the key point. In. Tosis now acknowledges that there's a gears in the Gemara and Nazir that says, yes, Shmuel holds it, I'm a chicha, so how do that's why you need a Nazir over the funnel. And if that's the Girsa, then the Gemara Nazir is clearly holding Shmuel holds in a Yadayim. That makes perfect sense. Okay. Okay. So that really puts you in a bind. The Isfarim the Garse. Right. The way we have the Girsa in our Gemara, where at the Bas innovations that post is called the other Girsa, is the Gemara's response to asking, wait, if Shmuel says you need a Nazir or Olafana, does that mean he holds that Yadayim, Shinam, Echus, and Yadayim? The Gemara's answer is, that's ridiculous. No, if you don't have a Nazir or Olafana, it's not Mukach anything. You have no idea what he's talking about. That's not Yadayim, Shinam, Echus, it's Loham Yadayim Klal. Or Yadayim, Shinam, Echus, Klal. So that Girsa could still work with Tosos. So I think that Tosos is, I think this is sufficient for dealing with Shmuel Shita. I think Tosos' position here is the outlier position. It's much, much easier to read all the Gemaras in the opposite direction of Shmuel. The Gemara Kiddushin is Pashut, as we just discussed. The Gemara Nazir, if you have the first Girsa. The Gemara Nedarim, as the Ran explains in the Nedarim, that Shmuel Mokel like Rabbi Yehuda and holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And finally, who says that Shmuel holds like the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Daf Pehe and our Mishnah? Yeah, it said, I ran with Teresel Chaladim, okay, etc. Or he just didn't want to get into the issue, so he just quotes the beginning of the Mishnah, and either you do, you don't require the date. Okay, so that's as far as Shita Shmuel is concerned. But our bottom line is not going to boil down to Shmuel, it's going to boil down to Abai and Rava, and the interface between these two sugyos of Nidarim versus Gittin. Now, there's one more piece to the puzzle, which is in our Gemara, and I apologize because I think I didn't. Some of you had struggled reading certain comments in Mishonim because I didn't tell you to finish the Amud. So we do have to finish the Amud, but I'm going to skip over. I'm skipping over all the fun grammar stuff for now. We'll come back to it, I promise. But I want to just go to the bottom after everything is said and done. Let's read just the last part of the Gemara. So we have all the pieces of the puzzle that we're going to put together. So at the bottom of Pehe Amid Beis, Nisim, can I ask you to do the honors, please? When you go to the 8 lines from the bottom, Ibayim Lehu. Ooh, the Gemara wakes up all of a sudden. The Mishnah had a machlokas. The Gemara explained the machlokas several lines earlier. If it's a machlokas, whether yadayim mochichos lo havin yadayim or havin yadayim, a machlokas, Rabbanan who say they are, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not. And now, the Gemara asks, Ibayelahu be'inan v'dein o lo be'inan v'dein. What is the question? I know what it is literally. I know that. Do you need v'dein or do you not need v'dein? Thank you. Okay, that answer will be given by Captain Obvious. Now I ask for the Captain Non-Obvious to tell me, what is the Gemara's question here? Because there are at least two formulations in the Rishonim on this particular issue. I believe the Ramban broaches the interesting one. I don't think he likes it. What's the question? This is a simple answer to my question is, how do we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanim? How do we pasken? As you told us earlier, they argue about Yedayim Shel Mechitzos. How do we pasken? There is another reading in the Rishonim of this, but I'm going to keep you in suspense for that if you don't know it yet. Okay, we will get to it. There is another way of reading this Gemara. It is a... What's bothering the Rishonim? Why would anybody not interpret it that way? There's a very odd... Not odd phenomenon, it's a little bit disconcerting when you're reading the Rishonim here. When you're looking for materials, you might miss stuff because something strange happens when the Rishonim deal with this. If you're reading the Ran, is the Ran out of order? If you're looking to learn about Yadayim Mochichos or Yadayim Shemochichos, which should come first, the discussion of Yadayim or the discussion of all the letters in the Get? Which comes first in the Gemara? So, Jonathan, this was exactly the problem. What comes first in the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Then you get, okay, and if you write a Get, Abai says, make sure you write the Vav this way, you write the Yud, these many Yuds. You would have expected the discussion to come up earlier. It doesn't. They discuss it. In some cases, they do. In some cases, they don't start discussing it until the second part. So if you're looking to see where does Rashba discuss this, and you see all of Abai's dinim, you say, oh, he doesn't talk about it all. It's like, no. He talks about it at length, but you have to skip down. So the question, but that's just a practical issue, to know whether the Rishonim accompany that. But it really points to a more fundamental issue, which is, why does the Gemara wait to ask the question? In other words, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim argue about Yadayim Shein Mochichos, Yadayim Mochichos. Fine. Now ask, the Gemara should say, the Hilchos HaKaman. Instead, it goes into a whole treatise on how you write the Get and the Vas and the Yods, and then, by the way, Ibayin Lahu, Be'in Ad-Vedein or Lo-Be'in Ad-Vedein. It's a little bit odd, structurally. That's, I think, what opens up the possibility of a different reading, which happens to be very, very convenient reading, because who is the person talking? Who is the person who gave the grammar lecture, Ephraim? Abaye, which catches the eyes of the Rishonim, because Abaye shouldn't require a grammar lesson. Why not? Because Abaye paskins yadayim she'inam ochichos havin yadayim, which means he should be passing like the Rabbanon, which means he shouldn't be writing V'dein in the Get. And if you don't write V'dein, De'evi lichem inai, Sefer, Teruchim, Gerish, Shibukin, Get, Piturin, Limhach, Limisnasna, Lachogavar, Ditevian, Rashai, Limhach, Limisnasna, Lachogavar, Ditetzbayin. So if Abaye holds you don't need to write V'dein, why does he feel the need to give a shir on it? There are multiple answers. I'm just pointing out the oddity of the order of the Gemara. That is why some of the Rishonim came up with an idea that said, oh, the Ibayin Lahu is not a straight-up question about Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. It's a question about how actually to read the Mishnah in light of the Machlokas Abaye in Rava and the Gemara's comments in Gemara Nedarim. It's a little dachuk, but the question, what prompts that interpretation is not unreasonable. And the benefit of that interpretation, what is gnawing at all of the Rishonim when they read this Gemara, the earlier passage? Ephraim? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, the guys who were in the Mace Medrash, the guys in the Mace Medrash putting together Gittin, they didn't know the Sugi and the Darim? Right, the Sugi and the Darim makes it clear, certainly for Rava, that there's a degree of ambiguity on how to read the Machlokas from Yehuda and Rabbanu. What's it really about? And here the Gemara just says, oh, they argue about Yadayim Shein Mochichos. So the Rishonim, whatever your conclusion is, and there are multiple approaches in the Rishonim, whatever your conclusion is, the whole discussion in the Rishonim is launched by this seeming sphira. But whenever you have a machlokas or Rishonim, methodologically, I gravitate more towards one side, but there are two questions you have to ask. The question that's very popularly asked today is, what's the Nekuda Samachokas? What's the svar between them? It's an important question. But the first question you have to ask, A, because it's the truth, and B, because it often sheds light on that other question, is what is the launching point in the text that is bothering the Rishonim? Why do they come to that maskana? Why do they read that way? The driving issue in this sugya is why does this Gemara, at least in the first part, seem totally oblivious to what's going on in the Dharm? That which the Gemara in the Dharm at the very least left as a serious possibility that the Machlokas Vayid Rabbanan is not a straight-up Machlokas Vayid Amachichos, the Gemara here seems to be totally deaf to. The Ibaya Lehu at the end, about Be'inim V'dein or not, some Rishonim read, is really asking the question, is that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan or not? Or maybe could it be read differently in light of the Sugya Nadar? And which is nice, after Abaye has just given his whole speech on V'dein. Yes, Ephraim. No, he shouldn't be writing it Bechlal. Why do you talk about something that you don't do in the first place? Why would Abaye tell you that write Kidu versus Kidi, make sure the Vav is very long, shouldn't be a mistake? He doesn't write it in his Gittin. Because Abaye holds Yadayim, Shein Amachichos, Hav Yadayim, which means he's straight up pass. And the Gemara Nedarim says Abaye has to work with Rabbanon only. So it's easy. Yachad Rab, Malacha Karab, and Abaye says, fine, I'm following the Rabbanon, Yadayim, Shein Amachichos, Hav Yadayim. I write again, Harayt Mutar Shlachal Adam, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, have a nice life, we're done. Why does Abaye feel the need to start harping on all these details on something that he thinks you don't do, or you don't need? Right? So some of the answers in the Rishonim boil down to, yeah, even though you don't need it, but it was the minhag to do it. Or if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. Right? You don't have to have, as we learned in the first parak, we paskin, if you don't have Eidei Chasim on the get, it's good, because Eidei Nisira Karti. But you can't have Nezuyach Mitocho, which incidentally is only concerned Rabbanim, but it's a concern. So if you're going to write the Dain, you have to do it right. It's a general important muster in life, which is whatever you're going to do, do well. Okay. When you're a college student, unfortunately, you don't always have those options. Sometimes you have a requirement, you have to write a paper, so you just have to do it. But things that you choose to do in life, whether it's your vocation or avocation, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. So Abaye says, if you're going to write the Dain, I hope you don't need to write the Dain, but you're going to write the Dain, make sure you get your buzz and your yours right. Cross your T's and dot your I's is the modern equivalent. Now, it could very well be that once Abaye starts talking about that, that would prompt the Gemara to ask, well, actually, what does Abaye really hold about the Dain? Now that Abaye has given this whole speech, how do we read the Machlokes in Rabbanan? Is it really just what we said before? Or, given what the Gemara Nedarim said, perhaps even Abaye, remember, I know the Gemara Nedarim rejected it, but the Gemara here could be saying, just as Rava can go both Alibet the Rabbanan, Alibet Huda and Alibet the Rabbanan, maybe Abaye could also go Alibet Rabbi Huda, as the Gemara suggested, at least in the Havamin and Nedarim. It's a very clever reading. The Ramban, I think, dismisses it because, I would say, because it's about too clever by a half. It's so subtle that you kind of really wonder. And it doesn't, it answers a little bit the question, why is the Gemara split up? And as you could say, still the Gemara should have asked immediately when it pegged the Machlokas or Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether Yadayim Shem Mechaz Yadayim, they could have asked the questions that really so then. But it's set up by the fact that Abaye, who should hold that we don't even write V'dein, all of a sudden starts talking about it. So now they start to say, oh, wait. Is the Machlokas Rabbi Rabbanan really about the Nashul Chilz? Because Abaye, well, we know what he holds, he's so concerned about the Dain, it sounds like Abaye holds you right for Dain. But how can Abaye be following Rabbi Yehuda? Abaye holds your Dain, lo having your Dain. So why would he follow Rabbi Yehuda? Unless maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is not based upon your Dain, lo having your Dain. That is, I think, as part of that explicit, part of it's not explicit, in how those Rishonim who proposed the alternative understanding of that question at the end, is based upon the fact that they're bothered by the Gemara Nedarim. Why is the Gemara here have radio silence in terms of acknowledging that sugya? And their answer is, it doesn't have radio silence. Ibaye Lehu is the acknowledgement of the sugya Nedarim. Okay. Now, now our job is to take a look at the Rishonim as they piece together the two sugyos, namely that of Nedarim and that of our sugya here. There are two questions you have to ask. You know, how many possibilities are there? The answer to that question is more than you realized. There should be only two possible answers to the question. Does our sugya agree with the Gemara in the Dharma? Does it disagree with the Dharma? But Immediately, there are three possibilities, since the Rishonim or us are thinking about halacha, which is, do they agree or not? And if they don't agree, the next question is, yeah, which sugya we give primacy to, which sugya we're going to hold like. I think there's a fourth possibility. I can't formulate it right now. The Ritva that I gave you on the sheet here is Rabbeinu Kreskes. I think the Bar Ilan does not have the Chidushim Miksav Yad that are, you know, if you, I don't know if any of you used yet, the Ritva, I know I send you stuff. The Ritva on Gittin comes in two volumes. They split the Masechta in half. It's probably the first five, the next four Prakim. Each volume contains two commentaries. A commentary from the manuscript, which they assume to be the Ritva, and the commentary that was classically labeled, printed as the Ritva, but was actually not. I think Rabbeinu Kreskes, is he a Talmud of the Ritva? I'm not sure. So anyway, whatever it is, so they print that as well. So this, in Rabbeinu Kreskes, he quotes another sheet that I think it's the Ramah, who has a fourth possibility. But we're not going to get there today. We'll hopefully get there tomorrow. So let's first read the Ramban, and then we're going to jump to the Ran in the back. Shemi, read the Ramban, please. I normally don't get mocked. Let's just read it as Vidain. That's okay. There is, what is it, Ko? Ko is Kidnon. But when you say this, it's Vidain, yeah? And by the way, how do you know that it's pronounced Vidain and not Vidan? No, I mean, I don't know if it means anything Aramaic. How do I know that it has to be pronounced Vidain? How do I know they pronounced it Vidain, right? Yeah, because the Gemara says write it without a Yud. Why would you have wrote it with a Yud if it were Vidan? Obviously, Seiwes are sometimes written with the Yud, sometimes without the Yud. There's no difference between them. But from the fact that the Gemara says write it without the Yud, it tells you it's being pronounced with the Yud, Vidain. Yes, Ephraim.
One of the manuscripts of the Shagot that claims this Gemara has it Nukat Vidan.
Not Makaba. All right. So anyway. So the Ramban just says, Shmuel holds that way in Kiddushin, not like who's reading? Not like Kos is reading. And Perakam and the Nedarim, which is the way the Ran also says, and I suspect others say, which is in the Nedarim, Shmuel reads the first Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, either because he holds it's like Rabbi Yehuda, or he holds because he thinks that it has to be read that way, and he learns from that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, that's how we pass. That's how Shmuel passed him. So the Hasam Nami. Okay, so what's the machlokas Abai and Rava? And so on the abstract issue, certainly on the abstract issue of Yadayim Shein Mochichos, there is no question how we paskin. I don't think, by the way, that's up for debate by any of the Rishonim. Not a question whatsoever. We paskin Yadayim Shein Mochichos and then Yadayim because Rava and Abai Hechosaka Rava, and the pashtus of Shmuel is that way. That is not the question. The only question really is what?
Yeah,
hold on, what's the only question that's really left to analyze then? Right? Yeah, where does Gittin fall out on the spectrum? Is this really a machlokas about Yadayim Shein Mochichos or not? That's the only question to decide, whether Gittin falls in that paradigm or it doesn't, which is really a question asked in two contexts. One is our Gemara. In other words, is it really true what the Gemara says initially, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban are arguing about Yadayim Shein Mochichos? And number two, potentially in the Gemara in Kiddushin, when the Gemara is Metaretz with Shmuel, that he said Li, Mekudeshes Li, does that Teretz also apply to Gittin or not? Yes, Ephraim.
The Gershon's term quoted by Tosus and the other side of
Gershon
disappears?
Yeah, they do away with it. I think it's pretty clear. By the way, not that it proves anything. Our Gemara, we don't have it that way there. In other words, what's there doesn't appear to point in that direction. So I haven't, you can go look and see if you want to see what the actual hard data is in terms of the Kisvayad. But not as surprisingly, in other words, even if it had been otherwise, our printers would have corrected it in favor of what Rabbeinu Tam says to do. But I don't see that issue come up anywhere else in any other Rishonim. Now, granted, there are almost no Rishonim on Nazir. I think there's a Shita Mekubetzis, which is probably not a real Shita. I mean, it's probably not. Ashkenazi is my guess.
And then there's Me'iri, but that's about it in the Rishonim. So there's not, other than Rashi and Tosfos, we don't think we have Rishonim on Nazir. I mean, I'm sure there's some manuscript somewhere that somebody found, but yes. No, the Gemara Nedarim only raises it as a possibility, and it rejects it at least halfway, initially completely. Initially, the Gemara says Lema Ketanai, and the Gemara says no, which means at first glance it rejects it completely. In Lemaskana, Abayi has to hold that way, but Rava doesn't. It is the Gemara doesn't say that the Machlokas can't be about Yadayim Achister, says it doesn't have to be. It's Gokha the possibility. Isn't it also brought what?
Brought up in the first half of the Gemara as well.
That's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan? No. It's just that's just Shmuel in the Darim. They don't talk. They mention Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, they say Rabbi Yehuda. True.
Through and through, it seems like the very source.
So we said in Shir earlier in the week that there seems to be two halves to the Sugya in the Darim as well. Yes. No, the first half is like our Gemara and Gittin. The second half challenges the Ketanoi. That's what we said. I think that is the case.
Okay.
It still would have this thing as an earlier source. It is a piece of some sort of earlier version.
Okay. Should we continue?
The Apalga of the Hartan, Amar Rabba, Anna the Army of Kilur Rabbana, Lutam Kinan Allah.
Ein oso atam shava lezeh shemeforash kan. What does that mean? Firstly, what does the word ta mean? No, I don't think it means reason. Something to watch out. I haven't searched across the Ramban's chidushim and shas, but whenever the Ramban in this parish on Chumash writes atam and it's a stingy, what does atam mean? The explanation. It's very disjointing when you first start to learn until you either realize that or someone points it out to you, that when they write, Ibn Ezra and Ban write the Ta'amo, it doesn't mean it's reason, it means it's explanation. They're semantically not that far apart, but if you try to translate reason, it just doesn't hold together. So the Ramban saying the Perush there is not the same as it's spelled here. How are they different? Well, other than the fact that the Gemara here ignores that Gemara, how else are they different, Brian? Minai versus Vidain. Right? That Gemara seems to think that the potential ambiguity in the get without the clause Vidain is about the word Minai. Vidain b'yevi lichi Minai, that it's not clear who's divorcing her. And our Gemara thinks it's not that it's unclear about who's divorcing her, it's that is he divorcing her by the means of the get, or he's divorcing her by pet, and the get is just a raya, as the Gemara lays it out. So the Ramban says the two Gemaras don't say the same thing. Ulafi. Right, so Al Karchach Rabba Karabi Yehuda. So it might be Tom there, it could be read as reason, but I think I'm not sure that it's the case.
Is the Ran informing the reader of the Ramayana?
What's that?
Is the Ran informing the reader of the Ramayana? The Ran says that must be that there are sort of no problems because of that.
Yes, but in the end the Ran says, oh, but they go together nicely. They're each highlighting a different aspect. The Ramban doesn't accept that. The Ramban says these sugars are in conflict with one another, and therefore it must be that Rabba is like Rabbi Yehuda straight across. So that's the now. V'yesh lefarish.
V'yesh lefarish. The hadi ba'elan halcha be'inyan
v'dein. Be'inan v'dein olo.
Olo. Hanyu lomar im havi yadayim machlichot below v'dein kitir tzeha drava.
V'.
V'helcha tzai drava.
Odilma.
Odilma tamayhu adrabana. Mishim below ba'inan machlichot me'helcha tzai drava Yehuda.
Stop. What did the Ramban just say? This is what I explained before. Initially, the Gemara says two different things here in the Darim. But he says, then the Gemara, you can explain that the Ibailan of Be'inan V'dein or not is exactly this question. In other words, was our Perush earlier that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about Mochicho, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, is that correct or not? Or perhaps, in which case, we might postulate the Rabbanan. In other words, it could be that even without the Dain, it's still considered mochichos, the Chachamim believe. In other words, it's not the Chachamim hold your Dain, shein mochichos, have your Dain, and that's why you need the Dain. The Chachamim hold your Dain, shein mochichos, lo have your Dain, like Rava, but you don't need the Dain because you don't need the Dain, because it's mochichos anyway. That's what the Ramban is saying here. Oh, so that's the first sad. Again, and therefore, you could say the Hochasak Rabbanon. Oh, Dilma, no. Tamaya the Rabbanon Mishim Lobin Machichos. And therefore, since we Paschal like Rava, if Rava can only work within Rabbi Yehuda, then the Hochasak Rabbi Yehuda. The Vadai.
The Vadai. Ilo Mishim Plantaya the Hatam. Shita the Yachad Rabbanon. Halachic Rabbanon.
So, and the reason why, and you know this, is because if it weren't for the fact that we were connecting this to Abaye and Rava, well, what would be the Shaila? Of course you don't need the Dain. The Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue, right? We paskin like the Chacham. So that's what that Perish suggested. But he says, yeah, he doesn't explain why. He says this Perish doesn't really, he doesn't think it's mashma that way in the sugya. Why? He said, because it doesn't spell it out, and it should have spelled it out. He doesn't say why. Umihu. Oh, no, because it's a machlokas in many contexts, whether yadayim mochichos or not. Therefore, the Gemara asked the question, it wasn't poshet. Right? Which is still odd, because the Gemara should have just said, oh, Rabban Avayi, Hilchasakarava. Right, for the other perish, it makes more sense. The Ibai Lan is not how we pass the Yadayim Ochichos. The Ibai Lan is, what is the Machlokas of the Dain really about? This Gemara should have had a Davar Pashas, that Abai Baruch HaKarava. Now, I don't know, you know, the statement of the Hilchos HaKarava B'Yal Kagam is probably, is late, definitionally. Right, I don't know if it's Havoreik, Onik, whatever exactly it is, so this Gemara may not have felt compelled to sort of go down that road. Or, alternatively, because there's a machlokas atanaim, maybe you don't necessarily paskin like Rav against Abaye, except for when it's Rav against Abaye straight up. Not when they're arguing the shitos of other marim, which I think is correct, by the way. I think that the Rishonim will say that we'll paskin like Abaye, Rav against Abaye only, oh, in all cases except for six, that's only when it's primarily machlokas Rav and Abaye. If there are other amoraim who are arguing about the same thing, then all bets are off. So, okay. Ephraim. Say that again. No, we're asking it here because we don't know where else. Oh, no, but it's not pushed here either. You're reading a very long clause there. Habishar duchtei boy la b'lo pashit. Comma. I mean, there's nothing after it. No. Come on.
Did we fail to read the rest of it? Did we read the end all the way down?
No, we only
want to start it. Okay. Who was reading that Gemara for me? Nissen, you're back on duty for a second. Let's read to the end of the Gemara, and you'll see why Chabrus is wrong. Okay. He's reading too much into the Gemara. Go ahead. Ah, so you see. By the way, this should be Rav. Almost all the Rishonim have the Girsa of Rav here, not Rava. There's a note probably in your Gemara, but if you look, the reason why it's Rav is because pretty much every Rishon has Rav. I don't remember what the Kisveyat have, but I think that what. Oh, okay. Fine. So we talked about this already. So Rav was misakein the takanas of Rav and Get with to put that in, and he doesn't say v'dein. So the Gemara says, Uli Tamich. Yeah. In other words, there are lots of other things that he left out. He doesn't say, by the way, he put in Aret Muteres Lachalam, but you need Aret Muteres. So it could be you need v'dein also. That doesn't mean the Gemara is concluded you need v'dein. But that's a ridiculous argument to Freyan, because then no matter what source you quoted, you were going to lose. Because if you quoted somebody using V'dayim, well, they use V'dayim. If you quoted somebody not using V'dayim, well, say, oh, yeah, but even though they didn't write it, you need it. Complete without it, yes. But this was so. But anyway, the point of the Gemara is not that Yavad they need V'dayim; it's that you cannot prove anything for Rav was Masakin. Achanami bin, it means we could require it possibly. Yep. Given Ephraim, you have a homework assignment, it won't take very long. Just look on, check with Kasey. I have. It's a machlokas. I see. Okay, fine. Okay. So, anyway, either way, lo pashit elsewhere, lo pashit here, it's the same thing. I think the Gemara never reaches a maskana explicitly on the day. So now, the Rabbani asks one more question. Go ahead. In the second paragraph in the Ramban. Right, it would seem from the fact that Abaye is discussing this that he's not understanding the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbanan that way, because otherwise he should pass like the Rabbanan and he shouldn't be talking about the Dain. So lav kushahi. Yeah, that's what people wrote anyway. So if people are writing that, so now Abaye has to address it. In other words, the fact that Abaye is talking about how to do it properly, it's not because we paskin, that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. It's because that's what people did. The Od. Okay, so that's going to be another discussion. It's a small piece we have to talk about. The Rashba quotes it. The Ran quotes it. We're not there yet. That's if you don't cross your T's and dot your I's. What the deal is? Hold off on that. The Ramban just says two possible teirutim, which is number one, Abaye doesn't require it, but people were doing it, so he's telling you how you're supposed to do it. Or even though you don't need to do it, once you do it, you have to do it right. As the example I gave before, that Eide Chasim on a Shtar has to be Eide in Sharon, because otherwise it is Mizriyot Mitocha. Okay. Fine. There's another answer I'm trying to remember. What was the third answer, Ephraim? I pointed out the Ritva to you. I don't remember now what it was. I have to go back I know what it was. Right. So of course, the other possibility. What's the other possibility in Abaye? Which would once again pit our Gemara against the Gemara Nadarim. Yes. Oh no! Come on. No. Abaye, like the Gemara's Havamin Nadarim, that Abaye would say even Rabbi Yehuda could hold like me. Abaye would say even Rabbi Yehuda could hold like me. What did the Gemara say? If Abaye holds a daim shin mochichos, having a daim, why would anybody ever need to write the daim? And the answer is, what does the Gemara say in the daim? Because a get has a higher requirement because of krisis. It has to be crystal clear. So Abaye could say, I buy gittin, I require these types of things. In other words, this could be a rejection of the previous our Gemara, the first part in Gemara Gittin that says, "Oh, the Machlokes Rabbi Rabbanon is about Yedaim Achichas." Abaye would say, "No, not so." The only difficulty with that is that the Gemara Nedarim eventually rejects that for Abaye. It allows it to stand for Rava. Rava could say either way, but Abaye has to be Alibi the Rabbanon. Okay, so this Gemara doesn't accept that next stage. That's what you might say. So I think that's the Ritva's third teretz for this particular problem. Okay, any questions for now? Okay, so tomorrow we will try to push to get through the promised land. I want to do the Ran first, and then the Ritva. Tomorrow is Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hope we may not finish tomorrow, but that's okay. But we will move towards the promised land. If we don't get over the Arday, maybe we'll get into the Arday.